BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A damning report by the US House Ethics Committee says the former Congressman Matt Gaetz paid numerous women for sex, including a 17-year-old, and regularly used cocaine, marijuana and ecstasy. He was Donald Trump's initial choice to run the Justice Department. Here's Tom Bateman.
He is quite an incendiary figure on Capitol Hill, divisive even among his own Republican colleagues. Mr. Gaetz has categorically denied any wrongdoing. He's been very active on X, the social media site, saying, in his view, giving funds to women he was dating that they didn't ask for is not, in his words, prostitution, and also accusing the Ethics Committee and others of what he calls a smear campaign to damage him politically.
Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Magdeburg in Germany, 3 days after a deadly car attack in a Christmas market that inflamed debate on migration and security. 5 people were killed and more than 200 injured. The suspected attacker is a refugee from Saudi Arabia. Bethany Bell is in Magdeburg.
It was a rally by the AfD in front of the cathedral. The sense of anger in the crowd was very palpable. One of the AfD officials said it was a monstrous political mistake to have given the suspect in this case asylum. Not very far away, a counter-demonstration was held, arranged by an anti-racism group. People there said it was wrong to scapegoat migrants and that Magdeburg itself needed time to breathe.
France's President Macron has named his new government to try to end a period of turmoil. Several prominent figures returned to the cabinet, including 2 former prime ministers. The new centrist prime minister, François Bayrou, will hope for support from some left-wing MPs. Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
Matters are urgent in France. There's a political crisis and still no budget for next year. But composing a cabinet is no easy task when there's no guarantee of it getting enough votes in the National Assembly to avoid falling at the first hurdle. The first cabinet meeting is after the new year, and François Bayrou will set out his government's plans in mid-January. But the overriding task is drawing up a new budget. The country is now operating under an emergency budget based on 2024's because of the impossibility of the warring parties in Parliament agreeing on a new one.
François Bayrou has played down fears of a huge loss of life in the Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte, battered by its worst cyclone in nearly a century. He said deaths would number in the dozens, not thousands, dismissing the higher figure as alarmist. World News from the BBC. A NASA spacecraft is preparing to attempt the closest ever approach to the sun. The Parker Solar Probe, launched in 2018, will endure scorching temperatures and extreme radiation as it plunges through the sun's corona, or outer atmosphere. If it survives, data it gathers will help scientists discover why the sun's outer region is so much hotter than its surface. The electoral authorities in Kosovo have refused to certify the biggest ethnic Serb party for February's general election because of its alleged strong links to Serbia. One Central Election Commission member said the Serb List party denies the state of Kosovo. Serb List called its exclusion unlawful. Several senior Republicans have condemned President Biden's decision to commute the death sentences of 37 federal prisoners. The House Speaker described the decision as a slap in the face to the families who've suffered at the hands of animals. Heather Turner's mother was murdered in 2017 by Brandon Council, whose death sentence was commuted.
I'm very frustrated. I'm hurt. I feel that this decision comes without regard to the victims and their families. I feel that the decision was very politically motivated, considering that not all sentences were changed. I don't believe that it was out of anything other than hurting the next administration.
A judge in Ecuador has revoked an order which suspended the vice president from office in the latest twist of a political spat with the president, Daniel Noboa. This could undermine Mr. Noboa's attempt to get re-elected in February. He needs to step down to run, but has been reluctant to relinquish power. BBC News.